My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome to another edition of the Inside United podcast. We are in the midst of the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. It is a virus that has brought the world virtually to a halt with lockdowns and quarantines. This virus has affected 167 countries with almost 400,000 confirmed cases detected and 17,000 now who have died. One of the most tragically affected areas is Italy, with 64,000 known cases and more than 6,000 who have died. The part of Italy most affected is the northern province of Lombardy that includes the cities of Milan and Bergamo. With me today is the regional pastor, office manager, and pastor of the United Church of God in Italy, who lives in Bergamo, Carmelo Anastasi. Welcome to Inside United.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, we have felt very, very close to you right now in the trial that you're going through as we see tragic pictures on television of people on respirators. And to see this type of plague take over your area is really, really difficult to accept.
Yes, well, actually, the Italian public health system is renowned to be one of the most efficient in the world, at least in Europe for sure. But the percentage of death is so highly every day that the regular hospitals and medical equipment, such as respirators, are not sufficient. And we really applaud with gratitude that many doctors and nurses for their spirit of abnegations, because they really are doing above and beyond their regular duty. The reason why Bergamo has become the most dangerous place on the earth in regard to the coronavirus, the fact is that our country has the world's second oldest population after Japan.
Oh, really?
The other factor may be that northern Italy is the most industrialized region. Mm-hmm. And Lombardia, Piemonte, Veneto, these regions are the engine of Italy. And the competent people are afraid that if the disease spreads towards the south, frankly, the south is not so well equipped to face such disease. And now we are having more than 50,000 people infected, more than 6,000 victims. But at the same time, we are beginning to see some of good results due to the restricted laws. Mm-hmm. So this is a very good result. So this shows that the measures that the government has taken is good, and many other European nations are following this method.
Well, we're happy to see that too. We're just looking for trends, and yet right now it still seems to be increasing. But I know with the lockdown here in this country and all the restrictions for travel and people meeting around the world, I do believe is going to have an effect, because the other plagues in the past that have happened, the problem was that so many people congregated and didn't fully understand how the virus could pass through so quickly. And now, you know, there are so many restrictions that take place. You know, Carmelo, it is, in spite of just what we hear about the horror stories in Italy, it's just wonderful to hear you be able to laugh and be able to just have this discussion of warmth here and sharing your thoughts during this difficult time.
No, I was asked once by one of the people, said, "Look, you have a so nice smile. Is it real or you just play for that?" I said, "No, that's the way I am." That's the way I am, but because thank God, because I believe to have just a little spirit of God's spirit that gives me so much joy and so much hope that I don't think that God will forsake us in this nightmare. I think that we will come through, and we don't want to fall into depression. We have to keep in mind the good, positive thoughts and pray, of course, studying the Bible. We have a tremendous opportunity, to transform, as somebody used to say, the lemons into lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing about this coronavirus crisis, along with other crises that we face, you know, once you're in it, you have to live with it and you learn to adapt and to find ways to cope with it. What other ways do you cope with this being in isolation as you are?
Thanks for this question. I think it is important that other brethren around the world listen to that, but especially the American brethren, where you are as well, that being the American people especially, there are, I think, among the most sociable people, it is difficult for men of our brethren, especially being in the church, that to want to hug, to want to shake hands, to kiss each other. It is a time to stop all this. Mm-hmm. Because the experts say the sooner certain measures will be implemented, the sooner you will come out of the problem, as it has happened to Japan and as it is happening to Italy. So here are a few rules, if I may suggest. Sure. People must stay home, first of all. Only one member per family is allowed to go out to purchase food or medicine. Such person must carry self-certification to justify his or her being out of home. This happens because some of the Italians, being a little bit similar like the United States people, they disobeyed. So the police want to check. Only people who perform indispensable jobs are allowed to go and work for indispensable chain production, such as food, medicine, and gasoline, and so on. Also, keep yourself more than 1 meter distant from your fellow worker.
1 meter? 1 meter?
More than one
meter. Yeah, okay, because here it's been 6 feet or 2 meters.
And always use mask MP3. Also, do not socialize in person. Do not shake hands, nor hugs, nor kiss. Wash your hands every time you touch things. Do not touch your mouth or your eyes before washing your hands. Avoid shopping in person. That's what we are doing. Antonella and I are just ordering for food and medicine online, and they are obliged to deliver the items to the home. And also another advice that has been published all throughout Italy, take vitamins C and D in order to have as high as possible your defense immunity as high as possible. Contact relatives and friends almost every day to help them to fight depression. So my advice is we trust in God, yes, but we must not tempt him. Mm-hmm. As the rules to stop the coronavirus may seem excessive, please let's not underestimate the absolute need for respecting such rules. If each of us will do its part, our God will protect us and will bring us out mm-hmm. of this long, dark night.
How long do they expect this type of lockdown to continue? Have they given you any indication?
They have given an indication of April the 15th. But if mm-hmm. they had given this in advance rather than first postponing week after week. Now, if they had given us right from the beginning the biblical quarantine principle, then we would have already been out of this tragedy. It's a tragedy also from the economic point of view.
Well, that's the next step in the whole thing. The crisis is not only a health crisis, but what's happened with the markets, what's happened with, the aviation industry, virtually being shut down, and that's got to affect people.
Well, as long as people are reassured that the industry that produces food and medicine are allowed to work, and that people who work in these industries are allowed to go to work, and in actual fact, so far nobody is starving.
Have the Italian people been helping one another? Has there been a sense of community and the greater good, or has
there
been?
They have delivered food or medicine directly to our house.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
amazing, yeah. Really. I did not expect that. I was even surprised that when I asked the medicine to our doctor, our physician, he said, okay, I already sent the prescription for your medicine to the pharmacy, and the pharmacy will deliver the product to your house. And there is a sense of unity, a sense of also nationalistic, that Italy will not die, Italy will make it. Italy has gone through so many suffering, but we will make it again. We will make it again.
So
and you can see that. You can see that. Probably you have seen it by people who go to the balcony dancing, singing. We are strange people.
Well, that was amazing. They have these huge apartment complexes. They look like the La Scala. they look like the
that's
opera
right.
house in Milan. It's been just so inspiring to see that. I would say that that's one thing that Italy has exported that has lifted the spirits of so many of us.
Well, if we didn't have that, we don't have money. We don't have. We are not as big as we people think that we are. And at least we have this spirit.
If you were to share some of your advice to the rest of the world where the pandemic is just passing through as to how to face what's coming up, because we will likely have numbers that will be accelerating, and we're hoping that it'll crest, and we're hoping that this will go into abatement and this will be something for the history books. But right now, can you give us some advice?
Well, I'm not a doctor as Dr. Berenthoff, but I can give some advice on the psychological and also on the spiritual aspect of it, because it's working pretty well among the Italian brethren from south to north. So when we look around, we cannot avoid asking why was the world forced to stop. It seems to me that God is telling us, stop and think. My feelings are that oftentimes we want to reach a certain results within a certain time or in a certain way, no? We live it as though our life is all in our hands, but then God stops the world and forces everyone to think more deeply. This happens to the church as well. And we are the people that probably among other people who believe in God should think more deeply. And there are a number of strange coincidences just to ease the drama. The pandemic has now compelled us to cancel the celebration of the 25th anniversary of the United Church of God, as well as to transform our General Conference of Elders and the Passover celebration into a virtual meeting. So my feelings are that we are already living in it in the century when the entire world can be hit by epidemics and other calamities as prophesied in the Bible. And we must become to be more and more united than ever. And we will be able to use the internet to celebrate Jesus Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And this will be a special occasion for all the brethren around the world to be one with God rather than creating division or creating disorientation. He uses tragedies that are caused by man himself to induce humanity to meditate. Humanity is increasingly becoming a non-stop global society. So before the coronavirus, no one ever found the time, nor even me, no one ever found the time to stop and think, pray, looking into the eyes, asking for forgiveness, stopping all mistress, resentment, hatred, healing wounds, seeking for reconciliation.
Well, I know that that's done that very much here. It's made us stop and think. You know, we are calling one another in the church. We're getting, surprisingly, with the isolation, we're getting to know each other better because we're caring for one another. And rather than hearing platitudes in services, you know, in church sermons about do this, do that, think this way, think that way, now we're actually forced to do them. And especially at this time of the Passover, when we think about reconciliation with one another, when we're thinking about changing behavior, that is being forced upon us, and
exactly, in a
way that's bringing good results. And I think that's the upside of this whole crisis.
Exactly, Vic. This unexpected, sudden worldwide shutdown is allowing God to transform, you know, us to better people, to better children of God. He is allowing all this to induce each one of us to meditate on how precious the person next to us is. Our wife, your husband, your children, your grandchildren, your brethren, your friends, but even those who are, we're lost and now are found. So it's amazing how many people that I thought that I had lost have been calling again. And God is allowing all this to turn many people from having their hearts of stone changed into malleable clay hearts under his loving hand. So that's my feeling. We have the wonderful opportunity to meditate and pray for our mighty God even more seriously with full faith in his loving Son, Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, this has been so inspiring to hear you say this, knowing where you're at, that has been so severely affected. This has been so inspiring. I know that to our listeners, this will be words of great encouragement.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope so.
We've seen an interest from people writing to us in this crisis saying, you know, what should I do with my life? You know, how should I change? People have expressed interest in baptism, and that's been, you know, very, very refreshing, you know, to see. Our webcast this last weekend, we had 3,400 connections to it, and we estimate close to 10,000 people who were listening to it, probably the biggest crowd that I had spoken to. And hopefully this spirit will continue and people won't just shrug their shoulders and go back to business as usual, but begin to look at how to change their lives. Because we know that there are going to be times that will not be easy in the future. And this perhaps is a test run about how to react to crises that affect us.
It could be, really.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say, Carmelo, to all those who are listening?
Angela and I and our respective wives, Antonella and Anna Maria, together with all the Italian brethren, would like to send their love to all the brethren around the world, to all of you at the Home Office, as well as to the Council of Elders and to all the members of the General Conference. A big hug to you, Victor, for your friendship and love, to Beverly, for this wonderful opportunity on this special circumstance. Hopefully, it will soon pass away.
Well, we are certainly praying for that, and we know that God will be with us, that nothing will separate us from the love of Christ, which means his protection and care for us. Carmelo, thank you for your insightful comments and taking this time to be on Inside United.
Thank you. Ciao. Arrivederci. Ciao.
Okay. Our prayers continue for your safety, for your family, for Antonella, for the Davidas, for your daughter Delia, who works in the office, for the church, and for the nation of Italy.
Sure. Thank you very much. Our prayers will continue to be for you, for you as well.
Please tell your friends about our regular podcast right here. You can find us very easily at ucg.org, the homepage of the United Church of God, ucg.org, and click on the podcast button on the main menu bar. Also, you can hear us through your favorite podcasting app on Apple or Android. And we'd like to hear from you also. Write to us at podcast@ucg.org, podcast@ucg.org. So thank you again for joining us Inside United. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.